Hi, my name is Suzanne and I'm your host for Quest Talk, Heroes Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this issue, we will talk with Pavi Radhakrishnan, who is doctoral researcher on EMC shielding at KU11 and very active in the IEEE. He's an IEEE member in the EMC Society as well as the Benelux chapter. Welcome to this podcast episode, Pavi.
Thanks, Susan, for the quite interesting podcast. Happy to receive your invitation.
Thank you for being my guest, and I'm quite excited what we will talk about today. So, Pavi, besides your work in research, you're the chair of the Student EMC Hardware Competition for the 2023 IEEE International Symposium on EMC and SIPI. So after a very successful student hardware contest in 2022, you're doing it again.
Yeah, wow.
So please let us know what is the challenge for the students or the participants, and what are the rules and what are the prizes to be won?
So the Education Committee of the IEEE EMC Society invites students who are currently enrolled in a college or a university at either the PhD, the graduate or the undergraduate level, so that they can submit a high quality video, maximum of 10 minutes, that demonstrates any innovative hardware based design solution for electromagnetic compatibility, EMC, SIPI, signal and power integrity, or automotive application in this area. So this is just mainly to demonstrate the skills from the young professional, how they are inclined towards EMC hardware design solutions. Moreover, it should be purely hardware demonstrations, not software simulations. This time, we have been divided the contest into two parts. We will be receiving the submittals from the participants from March 1st to March 10th of 2023. Then we do the first part of jury, we do the first evaluation, and we pick the top three contestants. The top three contestants will come to the symposium venue, that is at Grand Rapids, and do their live demonstration to the wider audience. And top three will be announced during the awards luncheon, that is on August 3rd, 2023. The first prize is $2,000 cash prize, second prize is $1,000 cash prize, and the third prize is $500 cash prize.
Oh wow, so that's really cool. Those are great prizes, and being able to visit an international conference and being able to show their solutions to wider audience is quite a big thing.
Yeah, last time we had two prizes, the winner and the runner. Mm-hmm. So this time we want to make an improvement by making more audience attractive. That's why we are introducing three prizes this time. But no travel grant will be allowed for the students to come to the participants, because we know they don't go with empty hands.
That's right. So we will link all the info in the show notes so you can easily click on. So please go to the show notes and click on the link to find all the detailed information on the challenge, the rules, as well as the prizes and the procedure. Pavi, it's been a pleasure having you here. Many thanks for challenging the students and the young professionals in the field of EMC. And remember, the deadline is March 10, so mark your calendars.
Also, I would like to thank the Education Committee of the IEEE EMC Society for giving a good platform for the young professionals to participate in such a talented competition. Also, I would like to thank my co-chairs, Mohamed Kamili and Zhao Zhen, for supporting me in all means to take this competition in a better way year by year.
Thank you so much for doing this and giving students a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, for hosting this wonderful podcast. It's been a quite interesting platform to express the thoughts, the requirements, challenges to the audience.
Thank you so much, Pavi, again.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Quest Talk, Heroes Above the Noise.